Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. We're into part 33 rather, of how to have God's life living in you. And later on in the program, I'll be telling you how to receive a copy of this tape or CD. You'll be asking for tape or CD number 135. And this is the 33rd part of how to have God's life living in you. But right now, we have some letters today as well. And a man sent in a vision that he had regarding myself. And it really does apply to everybody. But it certainly was from the Lord, and you'll be interested in hearing it if you are of the Lord. All right, but first let's go to the throne of the Lord and ask him to anoint outwardly this service. Lord, let everything that is said in this service be directly from you, that souls may be saved and the church may be strengthened. Father God, I ask it in Jesus' name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, now where are the letters from?
First one's from Akragana.
Okay, let's read it.
Okay. Dear Pastor, greetings to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I hope you are very well. I thank you for sending me copies of your literature to my friend. My friend gave me some of these literatures, and I was blessed to read them. Please, can you also give me some of these literatures and Bibles? I am a boy of 16 years of age, and I have given my life to Christ through your literature. I don't have a Bible to go to church. Please also send me some of your books that you have written, Pastor.
Right, and you'll notice that in all my literature or in all my books, they come from the Lord, and the Lord has never told me to exalt President Bush or to exalt the government, or did he ever tell me that we could change the government, or these things that these false teachers and preachers are teaching. You'll never see me exalting President Bush or any person that is telling a lie. I'll try to win his soul and the people in government's soul, but I will not tell you that these people are telling the truth, or people like who are terribly misguided, or are angels of light that are of the devil, such as, I'm not saying that he is, but he's terribly misguided, a lot of these people that are exalting President Bush. Every one of them that do that, that is not coming from the Lord. That is coming from the devil. And it seems as though there are several people that have large followings as ministers of God that are preaching this sort of evil. How they can exalt President Bush. And I just heard Reverend Hagee saying today that don't fight President Bush. Knock him, because he's the greatest person. He's the very one that is trying to help Christians. How would anybody be trying to help a Christian when he's 100% for Catholic doctrine? He has built memorials for the Pope, and states that he is enforcing everything that the Pope says. I have to believe that Mr. Hagee is a Vaticanite himself. He will say things that are bad about the Vatican, saying it's right out of the pit of hell. But then on the other hand, he will say, President Bush, listen to everything he says. Well, President Bush says, listen to the Pope. Okay? So if he thinks that he's deceiving me, he's crazy. Okay? The man ought to keep his mouth shut and he'd lose more weight. Amen?
Amen.
Keep your mouth shut. And, you know, let somebody that is hearing from the Lord preach the gospel. I believe that this man is polyparroting the things that his father taught him, his dad, who was a preacher as well. And very possibly he was a heretic as well. And then also the same thing with Rod Parsley, the chief huffer and puffer. Look at the things that I'm saying are directly from the Lord. and it's obvious. Do you think that Mr. Bush is of the Lord when he's trying to sell our seaports and he wants to eavesdrop on every one of the people in this nation for the Pope? And the Pope is telling him to do these crazy things. And the Pope is the one that told the entire administration to close their eyes and take part in the bombing of the World Trade Center, the federal building. The government is the one that killed the people at Waco, innocent people at Waco. They slaughtered them. And anybody that the Lord says that anyone, that if you're really of him, that you will not entangle yourself with the affairs of this world. And so Mr. Hagee and Rod Parsley and a lot of these people that people respect a lot are doing everything in their power to get you to listen to these maniacs. And I call them maniacs because they haven't been saved yet. And the Bible says that they are insane, mad. And they're part of the Antichrist regime. The Vatican is the Antichrist, the head, the place where the Antichrist or Satan's seat is, the city of the seven mountains, and that's Rome. States that they have the large buildings and that they are the ones controlling commerce in the world. And they're the ones that have divided our nation into other nations so that we're so poor that many of the people in this nation are sleeping on the streets now. I don't call this, they've broken the backbone of the nation, and Satan is proud of that. And the Lord says that all the people in the world have been deceived. You people are deceived if you're following Rod Parsley. Now, they preach some good messages at times, but definitely you have to do something, preach a little bit of good in order to make your lies more believable. Like, for instance, if you're a counterfeiter, you're going to try to look as real as you can. You're going to try to make those $100 bills or $20 bills or $50 bills or whatever kind of bills you're printing look real. And they may look real, but they're counterfeit. They're not real. Okay? And so Bush, he made to some people, I don't know how, present himself as being real. And Reverend Hagee may present himself as being real. And Rod Parsley, and 90% of the different preachers on television and probably in the world. I mean, I haven't got time to, and I'm not a bloodhound or anything like that, but I mean, these people are obviously not of the Lord. I mean, because I'm hearing from the Lord. And the Lord doesn't always bring, he doesn't exalt people. He exalts him. He will never exalt President Bush. He will never exalt flesh, but he exalts people that are humble, who've been broken, who are like the Lord. Those that have love for their fellow man. Now, the Bible talks about having charity, that faith will be done away with one of these days, and hope will be done away with one of these days. But charity, which is love, if you look in the Hispanic Bibles, it calls it love. And in the Hellenic Greek, it says love, not charity. And in the Aramaic, it states love instead of charity. Charity will endure forever, and that's why, and love endures forever. And that's why I'm saying this about President Bush, about Reverend Hagee and Rod Parsley, because of love. When I see people saying such rotten, evil things, leading millions, possibly millions of people astray to back up somebody, like there isn't anybody on this earth that we can back up today so far as being a president of the United States, because if a person is really a Christian, they're not to be running for the presidency of the United States. I've been asked to run for the presidency of the United States by the John Birch Society and by the haters of the IRS, because because the IRS, they knew that I stated that the IRS is a Vatican entity in the country to do away with, to be able to collect taxes. Now, the Vatican Bank, the richest church in the world, which is the Vatican, the Roman Catholic, they're the ones that have multi-million-dollar monasteries, and they have the streets are actually paved in Rome. I've been there. I lived a half a block from the Vatican. Whenever the bells would ring there, my room or suite would just rattle from the noise of it. I could look out, I could go out on a balcony and look to my right, and there was the walls of the Vatican's almost close enough to where I could jump out of the balcony and touch them. But all I'd have to do is go down to the lobby and walk about 50 paces, and I'd be right there at the walls of the Vatican. So we just have to believe the Lord. Now, the messages I'm getting and the things that I'm receiving are, everything is from the Lord. And because of when I'm hearing people say the things they're saying, I'm asking the Lord. And the Lord says, you know that that's false. Well, but Lord, I heard this man bring a good message the other day. He says, he's false, okay? He's a counterfeit. The man is a counterfeit. Otherwise, if he were right, he would be preaching the truth every day. And he sits there as big and pompous as a big toad. And just, you can tell that he just thinks he is the king of the jungle or something. I just can't believe it. Come here and read those scriptures. Let's finish this letter, then I'm going to have Sharon come and read the scriptures about these people that are in the ministry, but that they are Satan's ministers. Go ahead, read it.
I will be glad if you send me these things. May God richly bless you and your family. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. You will be the head, not the tail, in everything you will do. May God add more spiritual wisdom unto you. Yours faithfully, Kwasi from Accra, Ghana, Africa.
Okay, Kwasi. That's right. Come here, Sharon, and read these scriptures. Because we're not going to send you anything that is not of the Lord. And furthermore, what would I have to prosper? Most of the people that I minister are very poverty-stricken. They are people in Africa and India. I'm not looking for anybody's money. I'm not looking for your money either. If you want to tithe to the Lord, then you get blessed 100 times. You're doing yourself a favor because you're not robbing God. But to me, if I wanted money, again, I keep saying it, I have a Beatles album worth, now I'm told, hundreds of millions of dollars because it's never been released. And I'm not in this for love or money, the kind of love that people talk about, love for women or anything like that. I'm in the ministry because I love the Lord, and the Lord loves you, and he loves these different people, but if they're of the devil, he doesn't love them. He hates them. Now, you can't misconstrue love the way they teach it either. They say that you're supposed to love your wife if she commits adultery on you when the Lord says, get rid of her. All right? And they're telling you that you have to forgive people that commit cardinal sins when the Bible plainly tells you that you can't forgive. We humans cannot forgive cardinal sins. We can forgive offenses against us. Somebody says something bad about us, then the Lord convicts them. And then they come to us and say, brother, I've said evil things about you. Will you forgive me? Well, of course, we have to forgive them 7 times 70. Amen?
Amen.
So there's no problem with that. Or if they lied about you, you just have to, when they come and ask forgiveness, you have to tell them, remember, brother or sister, nobody is going to go into the kingdom of heaven for lying. And that's why I'm not lying to you about these people. They are wrong. Okay, now, go ahead and let's read. Where are you reading from?
2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 12.
We're going to go through 12 and down some other verses, so I'm going to give you a little chance here to look it up in your Bibles. And I'm watching people in this room right now, and when they find it, then I am going to assume that you've found it already yourselves. Has everybody here found that scripture?
Yes.
All right, so let's start reading.
But what I do, that I will do, that I may cut off...
Okay. What the Apostle Paul is saying here is that what he does, he's going to do. In other words, he's going to expose people that are of the devil when they're preaching the gospel. He says, I'm going to do it because of the love that I have for you. I don't want you to be led astray. Okay, read it again.
But what I do, that I will do, that I may cut off occasion.
That I can cut the occasion of the people that are preaching falsely to you. Go ahead.
From them which desire occasion.
They desire to throw your soul. Then what?
That wherein they glory, they may be found, even as we.
If I let them go on, like if I let Pastor Hagee and Rod Parsley go on the way they are, they'll glory that they're like me. And they're not like me. Okay, I'm telling the truth. And they're telling you lies. And you're not going to hear lies from me. Okay? This is what Paul says. He's sick and tired of these phonies that are saying, leading people astray by telling them to follow King Herod. Do you think that Jesus would preach King Herod or Caesar?
No.
Well, then what are these people doing? They're of the devil. Amen?
Amen.
They're not at all like Christ. Do you think that Christ would tell you to follow Beelzebub, the devil?
No.
Well, these people are telling you to follow the devil. They're leading you astray. There was a message that came from me. There was this man got a vision, and we're going to read that in just a little bit too, where there was, I was sitting at he thought it was a computer that he saw in the vision, but what it is my seeing machine. I'm legally blind. That doesn't mean I'm totally blind. But legally blind means that I'm blind enough to where I could receive blind pension from the government, which I don't do, incidentally. But, this man got this vision. He said there were three like bees. And here I'm at the seeing machine because I'm studying to write pieces of literature and to bring these messages. And I'm praying to the Lord to get messages that are from him as well. Well, he said the word distraction came out. These bees are trying to distract me away from what the Lord has called me to do, and that's read the word and study and pray and to exalt the Lord and to tear down the powers and principalities of darkness that are operating under their own, the influence of Satan. Okay? And I have to tell you, otherwise you would continue being led astray as you are right now. Because I hear so many people say, "Oh, I just love the Reverend so and so and Reverend so and so," and just at that same time, I have seen these people bring so many false messages and give such false direction that it just angers me. And I pray that they'll get saved. And that they'll be more careful, that they'll be very careful of what they're saying, because we're going to be judged by every word that we say. We're going to even be judged by the thoughts that we have. Now, I'm not interested in your money. The Lord is. He wants to know if you're going to rob him or if you're going to give unto him. And if you're feathering these people, I've sent money to Rod Parsley, but not for his ministry. As a matter of fact, I very honestly told them when I called up to donate tens of thousands, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, $70,000, that this isn't for you. This is for those colored black kids in Africa that don't have drinking water. And the Lord told me that they better use that money for those wells over there, or he'll tear them to pieces. And I've given money also to this Robeson. I told him it's not for your ministry. It's for these kids that you say you're going to take care of over there. And God says he'll rip you apart if you don't. Okay? Because if you read a piece of literature that I wrote when I was a baby Christian, I told people something that was not right. I was just saved, and I was going to have a custom recording session with them, and some of the money I took and spent on something else, and the Lord made me fast for without food and water for about 30 days or more, and I thought I was going to die, and so did my wife Susie. And I had to bite the bullet and do it, because the Lord said if I didn't, he'd send my soul straight in, die, I'd be killed immediately and sent into hell. And there was the devil really tried to tempt me to drink water, and something so supernatural happened at the time that happened. When I was headed for the sink, this evil spirit told me, you're going to die. Now, the devil puts you on a trip about saying that you have to fast without food and water all this time, and if you don't drink water, you will die. That was not God that told you that. And so I said, Father, the Bible says that Satan would be so deceivable in the last days, which we're living in, that the very elect could be deceived. So I have God's life living in me, but I was a babe in the Lord, and I didn't know God enough, his word. But I knew his spirit, and I says, Father, which is his word is spirit too, but you have to beef up with his spirit. You have to grow to maturity, and I was not mature at all at that time. I was just a babe. But I was very cautious, just like I am today. I'm even more wiser and more cautious today than I've ever been. And so I says, Father, if this is not you, do something that will stop me from drinking that water. And I kept walking towards the sink. Well, there was a big fire in Malibu, Zuma Beach area. I lived in, Sue and I were living in the Zuma Beach. A friend of mine had a house, and I bought it on the time payment plan. We didn't pay cash for it. I had just finished doing the promotion for the singer Roban, who was the lead of the Dunes Hotel. He was an operatic type singer, and he was over the Casino de Paris show there. And so with some of the money that I made by doing, I sold him, because the Lord told me, this is distraction, get out of this and get back into the ministry. But the Lord wanted me to do that to show the people in the recording industry and the movie industry that I wasn't crazy, that I still had all my faculties, that I was able to make an opera singer, number one, in the same days when the Beatles and the Rolling Stones were happening. And so I'm walking towards the sink, and the mice all fled into our house because of the fire. There were helicopters with water, and they were dousing the flames with this water, and the mice just overran the house because I'd done this evil thing. And the Lord was allowing these things to happen to me because of the evil that I had done. It was to Christians too, and God hates that. If you try to bilk a Christian or bring false accusations to get him, something horrible is going to happen in your life. And you're going to be so deceived that you don't even know why it's happening. But you have to come to your senses, and that's why I'm telling you and putting myself out on the block here to tell you that you can't do evil to Christians. Okay? And so I'm walking towards the sink, and here this mouse, and the mice are an abomination to me. I mean, it's horrible. And one of them ran across the sink, the back part of the sink. And they were up on, they were in the garbage, everywhere. And so I says, it's an abomination, but still that isn't enough. So the light was on over the sink, and I started walking very slowly towards the sink. Father, please do something that will stop this. If this is not of you, I don't want to go to hell, and I want to do a work for you before I go out into eternity. and before God, and I will tell you before God the Father, this actually happened, and may God send my soul to hell for lying, if I'm telling you a lie. The light fixture that was above the sink that was on came off the wall. It just jumped off the wall and crashed before my feet. I had bare feet so that I couldn't walk towards the sink. Susie came running in from the back bedroom. There was a hallway with bedrooms on each side, and way in the back was a bedroom. And she came running and through that hallway and into the living room and into the dining room and said, "What happened?" I says, "That wall fixture just jumped off the wall over there because I was praying to the Lord." It was like, see, my wife was telling me to drink or I'll die, because I never told her that the Lord told me he'd send me to hell and kill me. And she says, "You're going to die if you don't start eating or start drinking." And I would sit in the bathtub with ice cold water because I couldn't drink, but that would, in some way, there was like a furnace inside of me burning up. And I was just like, "Oh God, you know, please." Well, he says, "You cannot eat until you do the recording session." And one of the family that was in the recording session was a police officer in Chicago. And he couldn't get off. They kept him there for an extra 2 weeks. And I says, "Oh my God, I got word of that you have to wait 2 more weeks. And it was like the Lord really was angry at me. And the word, I got the word that I had to go on this fast when we were at the Beverly Hills Holiday Inn in this real fancy restaurant that they have here. The Holiday Inns to me are not exceedingly fancy or anything, but we were in this one in Beverly Hills, which is. And I was looking at this big menu, and they just poured a big glass of ice water. You could hear the ice cubes clinking in the glass. And the Lord says, "You're not eating or drinking until this recording session is over with." And that taught me a good lesson to be 100% honest with everybody, and don't ever get in business with anybody with their money or anything else. Just use whatever money the Lord gives me. And the Lord has just recently told me, just for several years back, don't get in any secular business whatsoever that will direct your mind away from me. And I get so many offers because I've done so many major promotions that it's very tempting sometimes, but I don't do it. Okay, but now this is what happened. And after around 30 or more days, maybe it was 40 days without food and water, finally the session came, and it was at a small studio because I didn't have enough money to record them at one of the better studios like Western or United when they were open. It was at the Lou Frohman studio, a little hole in the wall on Sunset Boulevard. And a Jewish couple that owned the place. And I went in there, and yeah, I just couldn't wait until hardly wait until the session was over with, because and Ada San Antonio, a friend of mine, and her husband, Fred, she brought down some Italian chicken soup, you know, that I could eat right after, whenever the session was over. And, you know, right after that session, I went over to the water jug. They had this 5-gallon water jug of pure water, and there were no cups. So the Lord just showed me that I'm not even merciful to you at the end of the thing. So I had to cup my hands under there while Susie pressed on the button, and then to where my hands would fill up with water, and then I'd drink a little bit of it. And I was so happy. And it brought to my attention what it's going to be like in hell, where there's no water, no food, and on top of that, no rest, or no bathtub to sit in, or not any relief whatsoever, and it goes on forever. And that's why I'm not telling you any lies. I'm telling you the truth. Now, these people that are ministers of Satan, they don't seem to care that they're going to be down there in the fire. I'm saying these things to President Bush. and to you, Reverend Hagee and Rod Parsley and the rest of you people on television and radio that are misleading people, that I'm telling you to repent, you know, and get humble. Don't try to be so smart, because, you know, by doing and saying what you're saying, you're not smart at all. To me, you look like the stupidest people in the world. And I'm just saying it for your own good, because of the love or the charity that's in me. Because one of these days, we're going to be standing before the judgment bar of God. And if you had faith to do what the Lord says and not lead people astray, that gave you hope to be in heaven. And then if you get there and you did led millions of people astray, or even one person astray, the Lord's not going to let you in, so you didn't have love or charity here on earth. And therefore, you're going to go out into eternity, into everlasting darkness and everlasting pain, no water, and heat. So much heat that the smoke will come out of you for eternity, and eternity never ends. So you've got to be honest and forthright with people and quit leading people astray. Now, the Lord, your punishment is going to be bad enough without me adding to it. I'm doing this because, as Paul said, I'm saying these things because I don't want the people that are following such nonsense that you're preaching to go to hell. And God loves me because I don't care if you don't like me for doing this. And maybe half or all your congregation will hate me because people just blindly follow blind leaders. And that's okay if that's what you want. And I get the same credit for reproving and rebuking you, whether you repent or not. It does, you know. To me, I'm just trying to save my own hide. Okay, and then you may say, "Oh, so that's it? You're just interested in your own hide." Yeah, I don't want to go to hell. Okay, I'm that honest too. Because if I do something that's wrong in the eyes of the Lord, and I don't warn people of the things that you're saying that are wrong, I'm going to wind up in the pit of hell with you. And so I have no, the mercy I have is to tell you the truth. But I don't have any mercy so far as your reputation is concerned. I'm going to tear it to pieces, because the Lord tells me to tear down every power and principality of darkness that exalts itself against the word of God. You telling people to follow Caesar, you are a liar, okay? This is false. Now, you can keep the menial things that say, but anything that Caesar is saying, or this one world, supposedly new world order, which is right out of the pits of hell, if you're honoring them, I'm going to tear you down with the word of God and with the things that the Lord has shown me, which is also the word of God. So, God is watching you, and he's not going for your stuff. He's not pushing President Bush. He's not pushing you either. The messages that you're getting are not from the Lord. You're counterfeits. And I want everybody that listens to you or hears you or everybody in the world to know that. Okay, now read the rest of the scriptures here.
For such are false apostles.
See, you're a false apostle, you people, that do this sort of thing, that are exalting Bush. One of you, I think it was one of them, I can't be exactly sure, Rod Parsley, I believe, that says that Bush is the Messiah, when he states that he's taking his orders from the Pope. And I've given you the right out of books that give you, in newspapers, that give these exact quotes from President Bush. Now, you know, I love everybody's soul. And the Lord does too, and he wants you to be saved. But he, you know, if I see you deceiving somebody, I'm going to pull the sheets and blankets off of you, okay, so they can see your festering sores, the pus that's coming out of you. You're a damnable creature. Okay, now repent or perish. Then what else?
For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ.
Yeah, you're making yourself. Christ never transformed you into one of his apostles. You transformed yourself into one of Christ's apostles. You're not preaching the truth. You're a liar. And your father is the father of liars. Okay, then what else?
And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light.
Right, just like Satan tried to make it look as though it was God talking to me, and God had mercy on me and made that light fixture with the light bulb that lit up just jump off the actual wall, and the wires were severed and everything. Otherwise, the fixture would have been hanging with wires. It came right off the wall, off the wires, and crashed right on the floor in front of me. Now that's God. Amen?
Amen.
And God was merciful to me. And God will be merciful to you also if you'll repent and stop exalting flesh and stop getting people. The Bible plainly states that this government, this beast government, and this Antichrist head that controls it from Rome is not going to repent. And you deceived wretches are going to try to do something that God plainly states is not going to happen. What's with you anyway? What, are you brighter than God? Or you're going to, if Christ himself, God himself, the Holy Spirit himself could not cause these people to repent, God says he's going to burn them up. Then who are you? The thing that we're supposed to do is preach the word. Amen?
Amen.
And if they don't receive it, well then, shake the dust of your feet off of them. Don't be trying to get the people of the Lord to join up with these bunch of demon-possessed people, because it's totally, 100% unscriptural. And don't be telling people that you should join in with Muhammad or any of these people, or are they nice, or that we should I say let them go ahead, but let them try to convert me and let me try to convert them, but we're not to kill anybody. Now the Muslim religion, and there's 100 million of these Muslims that are radicals that want to kill whitey. Now they say there's 900 million of them that don't want to. Well, I'm going to ask you, how do you know which ones are the ones that are the radicals and the ones that aren't? They're hell-bent to destroy you and your children and everybody else. But live in the Spirit of God, and the Lord will lead you. You have to live in the Spirit, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, and then the Lord will inform you of what to do and what not to do. That's why I know these people are not hearing from the Lord. And if they're not hearing from the Lord, why do you want to hear them? Do you want to keep hearing from the devil? They're giving you cleverly devised fables. They preach maybe 80% truth or 90% truth, or even if they preach 99% truth, and they just come in like follow Bush, or follow, join in with the world government and try to, and then get involved in government. Forget that. Preach the word. Amen?
Amen.
Because they're throwing you. The Lord doesn't care. He says that not one sin, not one spot, not one blemish will enter the kingdom of heaven. And if you're listening to these people and contributing to Bush's his lies that Satan is saying through him, that you should that we should sell our ports, that we should let our privacy be invaded by letting him tap all of our phones. I don't really mind if anyone's tapping my phone. I believe if my phones have been tapped for years. If they do, they're going to hear, they're going to get their ears full of the gospel, because that's primarily what I'm doing on the phones. Yeah, when I'm on the phones, is talking about Jesus. Amen? And so that doesn't bother me, but it's just the idea that I don't want Satan to take over this world any more than he has. I've come with the kingdom of heaven within me, and I'm bringing about the kingdom of heaven on this earth. That's what my mission is. It's not to instruct you to get involved in government, like this man also from Florida. What's his name? The old guy that stands with the robes on. Who? Well, he's from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. He's got that big pipe organ. And Kennedy. That's his name. Reverend Kennedy. Well, he just keeps telling you to get involved in government and all that sort of stuff. Don't listen to him. Just believe the God. Believe the Lord. Our kingdom is not of this world. We are not a part of this government. We belong to God's government. And God's government is harmless. And we're not trying to run for president like Pat Robertson did. And he just loves giving you all kinds of advice about, you know, what to do and so on. My God, I mean, you know, Lord, convict them and make them repent in Jesus' name. They've got, I guess, they just think they're somebody. We need to humble ourselves and be part of the body of Christ instead of trying to be somebody ourselves, all right? If you're of the Lord, you're a part of the body of Christ. Okay, well now let's read some more of these.
Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed.
If Satan's ministers also be transformed.
As the ministers of righteousness.
Well, that's what they're doing. These are Satan's ministers. I don't care how much truth they're preaching. Like, for instance, this other, the Episcopalian church, they got a homosexual, which God hates. The sin of homosexuality, and they put him over the Episcopalian church. If I belonged to the Episcopalian church and something like that happened, I'd get out of there, because the Episcopalian church is just part of the Vatican. The Muslim religion, that's just part of the Vatican. It was a nun and a priest that gave Muhammad drugs when he was a little boy, and they'd write down the things that he would say when he was having these hallucinations, and that became their holy writ. And they do not honor the Lord Jesus Christ as being God, or the Son of God even. All they do is just, he's a secondary person, and they're saying that we are able to kill people in the name of Muhammad. But now Jesus, do you think that he would say that you can slice your enemy's throat in the name of Jesus? No, so we have a harmless Christianity, and they have these destructive kill whitey, kill. It's a funny thing that Muhammad was a white man, and these blacks are just following after them. And when I was in Israel, I saw them chanting to Muhammad, and it made me sick to my stomach that they are so deceived that they believe this to the point to where they sell their souls for it. And so read some more here.
Therefore, it's no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works.
Okay, yeah. So their end will be according to their works. They're going to go to hell in the lake of fire because they're leading you people out there astray. Lord says the whole world is deceived, but we Christians are not of this world, and so we're not part of the world system. These ministers are part of the world system. They keep trying to get you to run for office and get involved in the world system. And so therefore they are not of the kingdom of heaven. They're not of God. All right, so that's it. Now read this letter here. I'll bring Michelle back. That's Sharon that was bringing this. Reading those scriptures to you. And here is a vision of a man that told me a vision that he had from regarding myself. Okay, go ahead.
I just browsed your website.
Okay, this man just was looking at my website, and it's a large website. And then what?
Tony, and prayed, thanking our Heavenly Father for the blessing you and your ministry has been to me in the past and presently. And I asked him if he wanted to show me anything or speak to me regarding yourself. I immediately received and saw the following vision in my mind with my eyes closed.
Now, this vision is not flattering to me at all. And, you know, the things that the Lord has told me down through the years were instructional. Not, oh, you're my favorite person, you know, you're another Psalmist David, and all this jazz. But the Lord tells me things that are really of Him. Okay? And this vision is not flattering to me. It's like sort of telling me that I got to get more out of these. There's some different things that are annoying me or like distracting me from staying at my seeing machine and reading the scriptures and writing literature that will cause you people to be saved. Okay, go ahead.
I was amazed at how quick the vision came with no delay, seeming quite urgent. Revelation chapter 1, verse 11 came to mind, paraphrased, "What you see, write and send." And as Acts 26, verse 19 says, paraphrased, "I was not about to be disobedient to the heavenly vision." So here is the vision. I pray it is a blessing to you. You, Tony, were sitting on an office-type seat with roller wheels on its base.
And that's exactly what I sit on when I, and this man doesn't know me from Adam. I've never met him personally or anything, and he's never been in my room. Okay, then what? So I sit on a chair that's got rollers on it. Then what?
You were moving away from a computer on a desk in the background.
It's not a computer. It looks like a computer, though. So he saw it and automatically thought it was a computer. It may be, you know, technically called a computer because it's a seeing machine that I put the Bible under there, and it magnifies the word or anything I'm reading under there 100-fold so that I can actually read it and learn. Because I have to study the Bible all the time, and I have to study to be able to come up with these messages. Okay, then what?
You were trying to swat three bees flying overhead near you with a rolled-up paper.
Now, this man probably doesn't know the difference between a bee or a hornet. And remember how the hornets are the ones that drove the giants. A lot of people said, we don't want to go into the Holy Land because those giants are bigger than us. And the Lord's showed how big they were. He had them run out of, he chased them out of those areas there by a bunch of hornets, just a little insect, okay? And so here's three bees, and then around me, you say?
Yes.
Okay, then what?
The word distractions appeared beside the bees.
Yeah, these bees were distracting me, that he saw in the vision. In other words, like I said before, that today, that people keep coming to me with these different promotions that they want me to do. I mean, people that have a new sound system that makes sounds 1,000 times better than it was before. Projectors, motion picture projectors that download movies into motion picture theaters, and it's more vibrant and far more, you're able to see it. And oh, just every kind of promotion that you can possibly think of. Then go ahead.
There was a rope tied to the end of the seat you sat on, and the Lord was pulling the rope from behind the computer and desk.
So it was behind the computer and desk, and it was pulling me back to the computer, to the my seeing machine, so to just keep reading and praying. Amen?
Amen.
Study for myself. Don't be listening to these jerks, these demonic people that just say whatever they want on TV. Just keep getting this truth from me so that you can pass it on to the others in the world. Then what?
Pulling you to the desk.
Yeah, pulling me back to my desk where the seeing machine is. Okay, then what?
He pointed to the computer and said, quote, "Write and don't be distracted," unquote.
Don't be distracted by these promotions or anything else in the world. Don't be distracted by anything. The false accusations that they're saying about me. Three bees. And there's, I was getting more into recording again. And I was actually, you know, there's several things that I was doing that it's taken me away from writing and studying the Word, and so this is, I consider, a blessing. This is, to me, a reproof from God, and I'm so happy that this man told me about it, because, yes, I have been getting distracted somewhat here, but not enough to have completely pulled myself away, because I do these messages every day, and I study, but this, keep reading.
That concluded the vision. Your friend and servant, Michael, from United Kingdom. Then he says, P.S., I believe I had very recently been led of the Lord in prayer to ask him to use me internationally. I remembered this after I visited your website now.
Well, right now you are being used internationally, because this radio broadcast is everywhere in the world, and you just told everybody out there, don't be distracted from the gospel. Don't be distracted by these preachers that are preaching for you to join in with the government and with the with presidents or kings or anything, because your king is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The Lord has made us kings to rule over our own lives to by Him, by His Spirit, by His Word. So we're to rule ourselves, to compel ourselves to be led by the Holy Spirit. We have to make ourselves, as a king is the king of the kingdom. You are a kingdom in yourself. The kingdom of heaven is in you, and you've been called to rule, to make that kingdom of heaven that the Lord brought into you by entering into you, Jesus with His Father by the Spirit, so that you can be a king and a priest for the Lord, so that we, as priests and kings, we rule over our life enough, and the Lord opens up doors for us to be able to be a priest to you in the world. And we would not be given that opportunity. And God had mercy on me by telling me, don't get out of these different distractions, because they actually distract me to the point to where I can only do one or two messages a day. Even though I read, even though there are people that come in, there's like hundreds of requests that come in from me about in the ministry, and I have to do all those as well. But that's not enough. The Lord wants us to surrender our entire heart, soul, mind, and strength unto Him, and not to be distracted by outside things. Certainly not the government, okay? Or any president that would say that they're being led and obedient to the Pope, who is the actual chief Antichrist. Don't get me wrong. The Bible tells us that there are many Antichrists. The Antichrist is anti-Jesus, anti-God, anti-the Holy Spirit, anti-the Word of God, anti-Christians. And they are hundreds of millions of people that Satan is living in so that make them antichrist, because they're deceived. And so the Lord also lives in human bodies. Satan's spirit lives in human bodies, and the Spirit of God lives in human bodies. If the Spirit of God is not living in you, then you're lost, and you need to be saved. All right, now we're going to get into how to have God's life living in you so that you can be saved. If God's life is not living in you, if the spirit of Satan is living in you, you're lost. But if the Spirit of God enters into you, then you're redeemed. But you have to be very careful about the things that you do. You can see some of these big-time preachers that are actually ministers of darkness. They're leading you into a pit. They're counterfeits. They look real. Don't get me wrong. I know, but the Bible says that these people will be so deceptive in the last days that they'll even cause the very elect to be deceived. And here, you know, you have to watch your soul. I thank God for anyone that reproves me. I love this, what this man said, that there's distractions, and the Lord says, write! You just stay over here by your seeing machine and study and write, okay? Now, go ahead. We've only got a minute here.
Some older Christians are not even courteous to people. They break the spirit in the churches. They usurp authority in the churches.
Right, they're as bad or just as bad as these supposed to be ministers of God. that are really, the Bible says, ministers of Satan. Then what?
They're not part of Christ, the living land, or the resurrected Christ, or his life. Christ is full of abundant life. He isn't wanting to run home and go to bed. This is not Christ in you.
The Christians that want to go home and go to bed before they check in, baby Christians or new converts, they're not of the Lord. Christ wouldn't leave them and leave the church to in the hands of young new converts. That isn't Christ. You ones that were first, you're last now. And repent before it's too late. All right, I see that our time is up again. And I just wish that we had a satellite, you know, where I could be on the air as long, you know, maybe 8 hours a day, and then get somebody else, like this man that just sent this reproof from the Lord to me, that he could maybe take an hour or two or whatever, and he'd be involved in an international ministry with me. Okay, so again, I told you that we're going to give you four ways on how to receive this program. Ask for program 135, that's either on CD or tape. Okay, tell them, please.
You can go to alamoministries.com or write Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370 or fax area code 479-782-7406.
Okay, now the Holy Spirit, when you pray this prayer to the Lord, what happens is the Holy Spirit, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down, cascading down from the throne of God and enter into your body. And this is just flowing into you, and God wants to flow into you and make you humble and break you so that he can flow into you and through you. He can cascade down into you and cascade out of you into other people, just as you know that he is doing to you right now. And the way that you have, there's a beginning to everything, so except with God, there was no beginning and no ending. But with you, this could be your beginning today of having Satan's weakness cast out of you and the power of God entering into you. The power of God is love. Love surpasses everything. That's what will last eternally. Faith and hope and charity, or love. Faith, hope, and love. But faith and hope are very important here, but love is throughout eternity. So let's begin now eternal life by accepting Jesus into your heart with his Father by the Spirit. Say these words to him right now. Say, "My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open up the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, into my spirit, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me on the cross at Calvary. Now, you will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says you'll turn no one away. All that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Therefore, I know you've heard me, and I know you've answered me, and I know I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul." Now just raise your hands up in praise and thank the Lord. Okay, tomorrow will be part 34 of how to have God's life living in you. And until then, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying God bless you and praise the Lord. Amen.